Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 25th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. macOS Catalina launched earlier this month, bringing the new Mac Catalyst platform to the masses. Catalyst makes it easier for developers to bring their iPad apps to the Mac, but some developers have faced challenges doing so. In a new statement to CNET, however, Apple says that it is learning a lot as more developers adopt Catalyst. Todd Benjamin, Apple's macOS Product Marketing Director, says that the goal of Catalyst is to give more iPad developers a huge head start when coming to the Mac ecosystem. In conjunction with that, Catalyst also opens up new opportunities for users. Benjamin explains that the biggest benefit of all of this is that developers can leverage one code base and one development team for both Mac and iPad development. On the other hand, Benjamin also acknowledges that it hasn't been completely smooth sailing for developers so far. He noted that Apple is taking early developer feedback into account and working to provide additional resources and support. He said that Apple is learning a lot from the early developer adopters of Catalyst and is working to meet their needs. This isn't the first time Apple has committed to making improvements to Catalyst. Over the summer, Craig Federighi said that Apple itself had been learning quite a bit about how to best combine UIKit and AppKit. While Catalyst has been praised by many developers so far, some have also pointed out some early problems. For instance, there are several things missing from the Catalyst platform altogether, including sharing subscriptions between iOS and macOS, issues bringing apps to older Macs, and the lack of clear documentation from Apple itself. Ideally, these are the things Apple is focusing on, and we'll see Catalyst improvements come quickly. In other news, Gene Levoff, Apple's former director of corporate law, has been indicted for insider trading. The announcement was made by the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, and it comes after Levoff was charged by the SEC back in February. Apple first uncovered the insider trading last July, and it subsequently placed Levoff on leave while it was investigated. After the investigation, he was terminated and later charged by the SEC. Levoff faces 6 counts of securities fraud and 6 counts of wire fraud. He started at Apple in 2008 and served as a senior director of corporate law from 2013 until 2018. The trades in question were all made between 2011 and 2016. According to the indictment, Levoff realized profits of around $227,000 on certain trades and avoided losses of approximately $377,000 on other trades. The press release explains that Levoff used inside information from Apple, including unreleased financial results, to make trades on Apple stock. For instance, when he discovered that Apple had posted strong revenue and net profit for a given quarter, he would purchase large quantities of Apple stock and sell it once the rest of the market reacted to the news. Of course, there's quite a bit of irony in this situation. Part of Levoff's job at Apple was to make sure that Apple employees didn't perform insider trading. The indictment explains that at the same time Levoff was warning employees about trading blackout periods, he was actively trading Apple stock behind the scenes. Each count in the indictment carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, and Levoff plans to fight the ruling. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. Channels supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast forward for live TV. There's also full support for HD and 5.1 surround sound, while the Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily and making it easy to watch TV from anywhere. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9 to 5 Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals today.
Today's best Apple deals over at 9 to 5 Toys include Apple's official iPhone 11 and Pro Max cases on sale from $24 at Amazon and Best Buy. You'll find silicone, leather, and clear cases all on sale. including the new iPhone 11 Pro leather folio at $71, which is a huge savings from its regular $129 price tag. We also have Apple's previous generation 9.7-inch iPad with 128GB of storage on sale for $299. That's a $130 price drop and a match of our previous mention on Prime Day in July. Of course, you'll find all of the best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the best deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Channels for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like Channels help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Overcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Read all of the stories mentioned today and all week long on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.